Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on July 15, 2015. In this class, we focus on opening the chest, shoulders, and hips. For this class, you will need your yoga mat, an optional blanket if you need support for your knees, and a strap or something that you can use to hold on to extend your arms full length. Okay, let's go ahead and get started by closing our eyes. Starting to find your breath. Inviting your breath to be slow and steady. And over your next few breaths, I want you to try to count how long you breathe in and to make sure that you're exhaling and inhaling for the same length of time. Do one more breath, counting the inhale and the exhale. And then take a normal breath where you're not trying to adjust anything. You can open your eyes for a moment. We're just going to work on a three-part breath. So you're going to use your hands to help you feel where you're expanding in your body. So you're going to start with your hands on your belly, and you'll take a breath into your belly area, and you're really trying to expand downward, the diaphragm pulling down, and then you release that breath. And then you'll take your hands to your ribs. And now when you're breathing into this part of the body, you want to think of it really expanding outward to the sides and then letting that release. And then last breath, touching your fingers right below your collarbones and feeling that the shoulders and the collarbones can float up a little bit as you breathe in and breathe out. And then you can relax your hands back down, take a normal breath, and then you'll do the whole sequence again. So we're going to do it three times. So you'll breathe in, out, normal breath, again, in, out, da-da. Yeah, does that make sense? Okay, so you can go ahead and close your eyes, hands to your low belly. And now you're doing this at your own pace, so when you're ready, big breath into the belly, and letting that go, and then switching to the next position. once you have finished your three rounds, you can just let your hands relax wherever they feel comfortable. And take a few more breaths in, just noticing the effects of your breath practice. Still closed, start to notice your pelvis and start to center your breath initiating from your hips. Almost like if your torso was a balloon and the bottom of the balloon was at the bottom of the pelvis, that instead of the air thinking of it coming in through the nose, it actually fills up from the pelvis all the way up to the crown of the head. And then it releases back out of the body all the way back down and out through the pelvis. So just work on that visualization a couple of times. The breath filling up from the hips all the way up to the crown. And then it releasing back out through the pelvis. Take your last inhale. See if you can extend how long you breathe in for. And extend how long you breathe out for. And then you can slowly open your eyes, soft gaze forward. Not like you're looking at anything in particular, but sort of looking at everything at once. Take a couple more breaths. We're going to transition to do some arch and hollow through the spine. So you can just simply bring your feet forward. If you're on a prop, you can stay on the prop or you can come off of it if you would rather have your hips on the ground. Hands to the knees. Take a nice inhale and remember the count that you had when you were just breathing. See if you can do that now. So we're going to just go for 30 seconds. I'm just going to watch the clock. So as you breathe in, you're counting for that full length of time. For me, it was a count of 8. Might be a different number for you. And then you exhale for that count. So when you're ready, breath in. Letting yourself move back and forth with that slow, steady breath. Working on your final inhale and exhale. Bringing yourself back to center. Once you're at center, take your soles of the feet to touch and the knees out wide. holding your hands on the fronts of your knees. Take an inhale and get tall. You can even lean back a little bit and see if you can get a little bit of stretch through the shoulders, through the arm sockets. And then exhale, bend your elbows. Start to take your heart forward with a flat back until you can't go with a flat back any further. And then around your spine. Slowly bring yourself all the way back up from the strength of your back and lean back. And then exhale again, coming forward, open heart for as long as you can, and then lowering it down. We're going to go for another 20 seconds, so just moving back and forth, nice slow breath. And make sure to check in with yourself here. This is a spinal motion. So if you feel the shoulders trying to help, see if you can wiggle them back down the back. So it's really just the spine coming forward. And then you're rounding through the spine. Yes, we are doing a pelvic tilt. Good question. Very nice. Go ahead and bring your knees back in. And then we'll come into all fours so you can move off of your props. And if you need to take a blanket underneath your knees, you can. And for another 30 seconds, we're going to do our cat-cow motion. So once you have yourself set up, you can go ahead and start. You're breathing out as you round your spine, curling your tailbone under, tucking your chin. Inhaling as you drop your belly down, arch your spine, sit bones, and head lift. So continuing on your own, nice, slow, steady breaths. Invite your neck to get nice and long here. So really keeping that space between the neck and the shoulders. Good. Pauline, see if you can keep the elbows all the way straight so they're nice and strong for you. And then press through. Yeah, right there in the hands. Very good. Good. Elbows stay strong and straight. Yep. And as you do that arch, find this position so the collarbones open as the throat opens. Yeah. Good. Good job with the shoulders. Very nice. Good. As you find that arch, see if you can take this down a little bit more. So right here. Yes. Keep the elbows straight though. Elbows straight. Yes. This pushes down. This opens up. This lifts. So here lifts. This pushes down. Yes. Yep, it's getting better. It's getting better. Just keep your elbows straight. Keep your elbows straight. Good. And now arch. Do your rounded shape for me. Rounded shape, rounded shape. Really push through right here. Yes, yes, yes. Elbows straight. Good. Okay, so right here, this is what needs to drop down all the way now. Okay, so now when you arch, drop down right there. Drop down right there. Drop down. Elbows straight. Elbows straight. There you go. Good. Good, good. And go ahead and relax yourself back into child's pose now. Big breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale, and exhale. One last breath in, breathing that out. And then when you're ready, you're going to come in and out of downward dog, doing it three times. So taking your hands forward if they're not already, curl your toes under, looking back at your knees, lift your knees up, lift your hips up, stretch your heels down. Once you're in downward dog, you can take a moment to stretch one leg and then the other a couple of times. And then take another inhale, lift your heels, On your exhale, drop your knees back down to the ground. You can keep your toes curled under if you'd like to stretch through your feet, or you can have tops of the feet to the floor. Let yourself relax down again. Find a breath in. Breathe it out. Coming back into downward dog. Inhale, lift yourself up. You may be able to just switch right back into it. Or if you need to walk your hands or your feet a little closer to each other to make it more comfortable, you can. This time, shake out your head, soften your knees, and we're going to do some shoulder shrugs. So you're going to start by really pushing into your hands so your shoulders come by your ears. And then exhale to let your shoulders melt down your back. Do that three more times. You inhale and you're pushing so hard that your shoulders reach up by your head, and then exhale, they soften down. Good. Two more times on your own, feeling the shoulder joint move, feeling the shoulders slip on the back. Good. And then when you're ready, if once you've done four of them, release yourself back into child's pose or puppy dog pose. You can keep the toes curled under or have the tops of the feet to the floor, depending on what feels good for you. Big breath in. Breathing it out. One last breath here. And let that go. Last time coming into downward dog. Set yourself up. Get onto your hands and your knees. Plant your palms nice and flat. Make sure they stay flat. Elbows stay straight. And now you're going to lift both heels, but you're going to try to not let the weight come forward into your hands. So this is the tricky part. It's, can you lift your heels to lift your hips without letting it push the weight more into your hands? Good. So you have to find that stretch of the sit bones coming up towards the ceiling. Very nice. You almost have to think of pushing your ribs back as you lift your heels. Release the heels down and do that two more times. So lift your heels, inhale, and then exhale, drive the heels down towards the floor. Good. One more time, lift your heels. Don't let it shift your shoulders at all. And drive your heels down towards the floor. Beautiful job. Come down to the hands and the knees, and then we'll start our thread the needle twist. So taking your left hand as your base, take your right arm out to the side and up, inhale. And exhale, twist it down. We're going to come right back up. Inhale. And exhale. One last time. Breathe in as you twist open. And breathe out. This time you can let yourself rest all the way down. Relax your right shoulder towards the floor. Relax the right side of your head. You can close your eyes. If it feels good for you on your next inhale, you can sweep your left arm up towards the ceiling. Flip your palm so it's facing up towards the ceiling and bend your elbow and take the arm behind the back. If that ends up being too intense, you can always unwind it and put it back to rest on the floor. Big breath in. So that's an option that you can choose. So everyone can play around with that. You can have your hips straight and really work on the spinal twist. You can have your hips not straight and work on either compressing through your arm or having a little bit of a curve as you twist. So you decide what feels good for you. You can adjust yourself as you need to. You can feel free to shift your hips to one side and shift them to the other side and see if you can get even a little bit of stretch through your pelvis as you're in this position. And now gently unwind your hand, and you're going to take your left hand on top of your right hand so that you're hand to hand. Going to take an inhale. As you inhale, you just stay where you are. As you exhale, push into your left hand and twist yourself more open. And then on your inhale again, you unwind your twist and you can compress in to stretch that shoulder joint. So as you exhale, you're opening your spine more towards the blue wall. As you inhale, you release the heart back down towards the floor and stretch through the outer arm. Go ahead and do that a few more times on your own. So this is a wonderful action because you're compressing through the hand, so you're rejuvenating all of the little pressure points in the hand, and then that's helping you to open up your spine and also stretch through your shoulder at the same time. It's so fun. I'm all about like how many different things can you affect at one point in time. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out and twisting. Do one last one. Letting it go. And then gently take your left hand off of your right hand. Left hand right by your face. Palm nice and flat. Press into your left arm. Bring yourself up. Take your right arm out to the side and freeze without twisting your spine. Now, take another inhale. As you exhale this time, pull your heart away from your left arm. Don't think about what your right arm is doing. Pull your heart away from your left arm for 3, 2, and 1. Release it down. Good. Take a moment to just relax. If you want to stretch out your wrists, you can. You can turn your fingers towards your knees and give them a little stretch. You can turn them back and do a little lean back. Stretch it open for yourself. You can go back and forth. So tops of the hands to the floor. Do a little lean. Flip it so your fingers are facing back, palms are down. And a little stretch. And as you're doing that a couple more times, I just want to show you what I'm talking about when we go to the second side. So often when we do twists, we don't often think about the arm that's grounding into the floor because we have this appendage that's out here and we're like, oh, we want to stretch it up. So if the goal was to open up through that shoulder, then that's what I would want you to do is think about that arm. But because we're working on twisting the spine, you actually need to work off of the floor so that the heart opens up and you twist the spine. So the fact that the arm is out here is just an extension as an extra lever to help the action of the spine. It's not the goal to get this arm up. I could easily have this arm behind my back and still be doing the same action. Does that make sense? So when we do our second side, I really want you to focus on that through the twists. So go ahead and take your hands down to the floor, palms nice and flat. And now, let's see, which side did we just do? We did right arm down. So left arm going up. But again, you're not thinking about the arm. You inhale, taking the heart away from the down arm. And then exhale, twisting it under. Again, the arm is just an extra lever to help you stretch the spine more. Taking it up, breathe in and out. So this might take a little bit more work because you're going a little bit more internal. One more time, up and down. And then you can let yourself release all the way down. Shoulder relaxes, head to the ground. Once you're there, you can sweep your right arm up towards the ceiling, flip your palm up towards the ceiling, and then bend your elbow to rest your arm behind your back. And then you can decide, how do you want to have your hip weight? Do you want to have it even, like Kathy asked? Should it be even between the two hips? Do you want to have the weight more to one side or the other side because that's creating compression or stretch through the hip in a way that feels good for your body? A couple more breaths here. And in this last inhale and exhale, see how much you can relax yourself for just a moment. Good. And now unwinding your top arm and then taking it on top of your hand. Now, our exhale is going to be when the twist happens. So inhale, And then exhale, push into your hand and open your heart towards the windows. Inhale, you release down. You can even turn this into a shoulder stretch by really dropping the heart towards the arm. And then exhale, pushing into the hand, opening it up, twisting the spine. Do that a few more times on your own, moving with your breath. You're really focusing on using the breath to help those actions back and forth. And then also just notice the contact of your own hand to your hand. See if you can make that connection a little bit broader so you're really helping the hands to soften and relax as you're using them to support the twist of your spine. Good. One last time in each direction. On your next inhale, release your right hand so that it's right by your face, palm flat. Inhale, come up halfway so your left arm is just straight out to the side. And then exhale and twist more. Heart away from the hand. How much can the heart move away from the hand? And then release it down one more time, stretching out the wrists so you can walk your hands back a little bit and then turn the fingers so that they're facing towards the toes. And then take a little lean back, open it up and forward and back. And you can let the heels of your hands come off so you're getting a nice stretch through the tendons of the fingers. And then switching so that you have the tops of the hands on the floor, fingers are still pointing towards the back of the mat. And this one, be very gentle. We tend to not be as flexible this direction. So nice and gentle. Very good. Coming into downward dog and then walking to the top of your mat. So curling your toes under, lift your hips. Stretch yourself back. Make sure your palms are nice and flat. Your elbows are straight. Take one big inhale. As you inhale, lift your heels and bend your knees. Look forward at your hands. As you exhale, walk yourself forward to the front of your mat. And you're going to stay in a forward fold here. So maybe find a halfway lift. So hands to shins or above the knees. Lengthen out through your spine. Try to take your sit bones back a little bit more. And then soften your knees. Melt your heart down. Melt your head down. Relax your arms down. Shake out your arms. Shake out your head. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Good. We're going to come all the way up to standing and then sweep your arms up overhead, touch your hands up overhead, and then you're going to come into a side stretch. So hands are up overhead and then you're going to interlace your fingers except for your index finger and your thumb. Pour your weight into your right foot. Get tall through the right side of your body. So you can even lift up your left hip so your heel is off of the ground a little bit. So you're really stacking just through the right side of the body. And then exhale, stretch over to the side. You're trying to create space between that hip and that rib. For 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, bring it back up. Relax your arms down. Take them behind your back. Interlace your fingers. Either bent elbows. If you're doing bent elbows, you're trying to take your elbows back and open up. Or arms straight. You could decide which feels better for you. Big breath in. And breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Switching. Second side. Arms all the way up. And then interlacing your fingers again. See if you can interlace them the opposite way than you did the last time. Pour your weight into your left leg. And you really want to feel stacked there, like all of your weight could be in it. So the right foot, the ball of the foot is just touching for support. You get so tall. Reach up through your left side body. How tall can you reach, 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 reach? And then a little bit of a bend over. You're stretching your ribs away from your hip. For 3. Keep pulling your left arm up. 2. And 1. Bring yourself back to center. Release your arms down. Wiggle out your shoulders. Interlace again. See if you can do it the opposite way than you did the last time behind your back. And puff up your chest. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Beautiful job. Release your arms. Inhale, arms up overhead. Exhale, hands to heart center. And as your hands float by your face, close your eyes. Let your hands come to heart center with relaxed elbows, soft hands. Take three breaths. Final breath. Good. Now we're going to start working with our strap a little bit so you can find where yours is, whatever kind of fancy version of a strap I gave you, either a tie or a taekwondo strap. So we're going to start with our strap in front of us, and you want to be holding on at a length that you can take the strap around and have it stretch the shoulders but not cause any pain. So you kind of will have to adjust depending on your flexibility with your shoulders as to what is that range where you're going to get a stretch, especially in that back upper quadrant, and then take it down. Okay. So we're going to do it with the breath now. So let's start with everyone having the strap behind their back. And just adjust if you need to. If you didn't get a stretch when you were trying it out, you can bring the hands a little bit closer. So big breath in. Breathe it out and reach the hands down. And then inhale. And exhale. And the whole time you're pulling, you're stretching the strap out. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Now I want you to adjust and see if you can walk your hands just a little bit further in. So again, it's going to be for what's good for your shoulders. And then before we go again, I want you to specifically pause with the arms slightly behind the back where they're stretching, because this spot, when you stretch that spot, it stretches the pec muscle, the pec major and the pec minor into that attachment of the shoulder. So it really helps to open up the shoulders so that they don't get pulled in and then the back rounds. So go ahead and take your hands down in front of you. And then inhale. Pause in that back space. Exhale. Inhale. Pull your arms away more. And then exhale. Roll it down. We're going to pause in that spot again. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Up and over. And exhale. Stretch it down. Good. We'll do it one more time. If you want to adjust and give yourself even a little bit more of a stretch, you can. If you feel like you're already at your max, that's fine. Here we go. Big breath in. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. And roll it back. Coming back over the top. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Go ahead and just take this strap and put it around your neck so you can relax. Wiggle out your shoulders for a moment. We'll do some eagle arms. So arms out. Take your right arm underneath your left, crossing at your elbows. You can either hold on to your shoulders or continue to cross. Good. So now we're going to work with the spine. Now to work with the upper back, it's going to be really important that you try to secure your legs and your hips so that they don't move at all. So I would suggest bending the knees a little bit, wiggle out your toes so you have a little bit of a poise there that holds you. And then on your inhale, you're going to be lifting the elbows up and then lifting your heart up. And then on your exhale, rounding just your upper back, squeezing your arms down into your heart. Inhale, taking it up. And exhale, squeezing it down. One more time. Inhale, lifting it up. And exhale, when you squeeze down, this time hold for three. two, and one. Bring yourself back to center and then reach your elbows further forward. So if you watch the action of my rib cage presses back, the elbows reach forward, and then I want you to bend into your knees more. Really bend down like you're sitting in a chair. Holding. Keep reaching those elbows forward like I'm pulling them out of your sockets for three, two, and one. Stand all the way up. Relax your arms down and up. Exhale. Hands to heart center. Forward fold yourself down, and you can adjust as you need to. Wiggle out your hips. Wiggle out your head. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale and exhalation. Slowly roll yourself up. As you roll yourself up, bend your knees, squeeze your belly in to support your low back as you come all the way up. Good. Take your arms out to the sides, and then we'll switch second side. So other arm underneath. You did your right one underneath last time, so left one underneath. Yep. Good. So now starting out the same way, doing your arch and your hollow. You want to make sure that your hips don't move at all. This is not for the hips. We're not arching and moving, tilting the tailbone. Okay. So belly stays strong and in. Take a breath in. Arch through just your upper back. And exhale. Round through just your upper back. Squeeze the elbows down. Inhale. Lifting it up. Exhale, squeezing it down. Last time in each direction. Once you squeeze down, hold for three, two, and one. Bring yourself back to neutral so the elbows are straight forward. Start to bend into your knees. You're going to take your ribs back. Almost like someone punched you in the stomach, and you're like, elbows forward, elbows forward, elbows forward. Ribs back, bend into your knees more, bend into your knees more. Keep going down, ribs back, elbows forward for three, two, and one. Stand up, release your arms, woof, take it all the way up. And this time, swan dive yourself down, release all the way. Shake out your head. Good. If you felt quite a bit of burning doing all this activity, just know that you probably had a lot of stagnation in the shoulder muscles. And so they're just starting to detoxify right now. It's important for you to continue to breathe strongly, nice, slow, and deep breaths in and breaths out. Good. One more inhale as you just let yourself dangle down. Wiggle out your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers. And then coming to roll yourself up, you'll want to make sure that you have your tie, your strap. So if you need to grab onto it, if it's not around your neck, you can. Bringing it all the way up with you as you roll up one vertebrae at a time. Good. So I'm going to show you first how we're using the strap. So we're going to be coming into warrior stances, and we want to have the strap behind our back, and we're using it to open the chest. So while we're in our warrior stance, we're going to take it as a little bit of a back bend, and so using that strap to kind of help open that up for us, okay? So then after we're in the stance, we're going to start doing a reverse warrior in extended side angle. With using the strap, you're going to focus on, because you have the strap, not having the arms actually move, but tilting the rib cage up and tilting the rib cage down. So do you see how I'm not moving my arms up and down, which will be kind of the tendency to want to do that, but instead kind of anchoring the arms in place by pushing out strongly and then moving the rib cage through that position, like you're a little teapot. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with just have your hands holding onto the strap, and you could take a moment to stretch out and kind of see where can I get my arms straight where there's a little bit of resistance for me and maybe feels like I'm opening up my chest, and then relax yourself, but you just keep your hands on that position. And then wiggle your toes, pour your weight into your left leg, and then your right leg's going to step back. So take a breath in. On your exhale, bend into your left knee, step your right leg back. Now, depending on how far you could step yourself back, you may need to take it back a little bit further, and then you're going to open your hips to the right, and then look at your front knee and make sure your big toe and your knee are in alignment and they're pointing straight towards the mirror. From there, extend your arms out. And you're holding the strap and you're finding a little bit of resistance, so the chest is opening slightly. Big breath in, breathing it out. Now bring all of your energy to your left side of your rib cage to start. Start to lift the left side of the ribs. And then exhale, start to lift the right side of the ribs. Inhale, lift the left side of the ribs. And exhale, lift the right side of the ribs. Once again, inhale, lift the left side of the ribs. And exhale, lift the right side of the ribs. Good. Inhale, bring yourself back to center. Straighten your left leg, turn in your foot, and then you can place the strap back around your neck, hands to your hips, and then we're going to do a forward fold. So take a breath in. Breathe it out. Turn your feet so that they're parallel to one another or slightly turned in. And then exhale, kick your hips back. Start to release yourself down. You can hold your hands on your knees if you need that support. You can take your hands to your ankles or your hands all the way to the floor. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in. Breathing that out. Walk your hands back up to your hips. Bend your knees on your next inhale. Come all the way back up. Now you're going to use your strap to stretch through your shoulders again. So, taking the strap back behind you, you want to have your thumbs pointing out. So if you're holding your strap, your thumbs are pointing out, okay? So we're going to do this with a forward fold. You can watch one time. So I take an inhale, take the arms back behind, and then exhale. As I come down, I'm letting the shoulders stretch in whatever position that is for me. So depending on your flexibility, you can have a hold of the strap really nice and close. If you want it to stretch like this, if you want it to stretch up at a little bit higher range, then you don't hold as close, okay? So here we go, big breath in, and exhale, hips back, chest forward, start to take the arms up a little bit, find a stretch for you. If you want to let the arms roll all the way to touch the floor, you can, and then roll them back, just kind of depends on where you're holding your strap. To come out, bend your knees, and come all the way back up. Good. We're going to do that two more times so you can adjust. You can do different stretches through the shoulders each time. One time might be really nice and close, kind of the same way if you interlaced your fingers. One time can be further away. So here we go. Big breath in. And exhale. Soften the knees. Kick the hips back. Melt it down. Open up through the shoulders. See what that range is for you. For three, two, and one. Start to take the arms back down towards the hips. Bend your knees. Let that lift your chest. Come all the way up. Good. And then wiggle it out. One last time. Adjust your hands if you want to. Out wider, in closer. Big inhale. And exhale. Taking the chest forward, the hips back. Keep the knees soft as you come all the way through. Find that range for yourself. Coming back up, hands back down towards the hips, all the way up. Good. Once you're here, go ahead and adjust your strap so you're holding on really nice and close. Puff up your chest. Just open it up. Big inhale. And exhale. Another breath in. Breathing it out. Release the strap from your right hand. Take it over your neck. Bend back into your warrior stance, looking back forward. Take your arms up overhead. Step up. And then swan dive yourself all the way down. Wiggle out your head. Wiggle out your shoulders. Big inhale. And exhale. One last breath in. Breathing it out. Second side, all of that goodness. When you're ready, bend into your knees. Slowly roll yourself all the way up. You can take your arms up overhead. Take a big breath in. And exhale, hands to heart center. And then you're finding your strap. You're going to, again, see where you can get your arms straight and have there be just a little bit of opening through the chest. And then you can relax, holding onto it, but you just kind of know where your hands need to be. Right leg is your base now, so wiggle out your feet. Pour your weight into your right foot. Exhale, step your left leg back. The leg is turned out and the heel is down. And then toe heel it back even further, so you have a nice wide stance. Then checking your front knee, make sure your knee is pointing straight forward, big toe is pointing straight forward, and then you can start to rotate your spine, looking towards the blue wall. Extend your arms out so there's a little bit of resistance. You're having to actively push the strap in either direction. And now we start to move through the rib cage. So having your right ribs lift up, breathe in, and exhale, left ribs lift up. Good. Inhale. And exhale. Keep the belly drawing in here. One more time. Inhale. See what your full range is. How much can you lift your ribs away from your right hip? And exhale. How much can you reach your left ribs away from your hip? Bring yourself back to center. Turn in your right foot. Take the strap around your neck. Wiggle out your shoulders. Coming into your forward fold. Knees soft, toes pointing towards the blue wall, and then hinge forward. You can walk your hands down your legs. If you want to make this a deeper stretch this time, you could take your hands to the backs of your legs and pull your ribs in between your chest, or excuse me, in between your legs. Wiggle out your head a little bit. Relax your shoulders a little bit. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale and exhale. Last time. Letting it go. Coming back up to standing. Soften your knees. Squeeze your belly in. Walk your hands up your thighs and then all the way to your hips. Bring yourself all the way up. Good. Now turn out your feet a little bit and bend your knees like you're coming into a little bit of a squat here. You're going to take your strap again and extend it out. And then we're going to do some twisting action. So you're going to exhale and twist towards the windows. And then inhale back to center. Exhale, twist, and you're going to get a little bit deeper into the knees. And then inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, bend the knees evenly. Inhale. Keep the arms elongated. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Okay, let's try this. Yeah, it's not easy. So let's pause for just a moment. I'm seeing a lot of different things happening. Yeah. So it has to be all in the belly. So as you're doing this, the arms are out. But if we're not thinking about the arms, you bend the knees evenly out and then twist the spine. And then come up a little bit. Bend the knees, twist the spine. Yes, this is all in the spine, okay? Okay, so here we go. Arms extended. Now some of our shoulders are starting to float up a little bit. So shoulders down. Good. Here we go. Big breath in. Exhale, bend, twist. Inhale. Exhale, bend, twist. Inhale. Exhale, bend, twist. Inhale, exhale, bend, twist. Good. Take it back up. Release your arms down. We're going to do one last stretch for the shoulders. Turn your feet back in, just like we did on the other side. Thumbs pointing out, holding onto your strap. You can decide what range you're wanting to stretch through, so just adjust that for yourself. Where do you want to feel that stretch? And then big breath in. Exhale, hips back. Melt it forward, open up through your shoulders, whatever that range is you're wanting to work on. Hold for another inhale and exhale. And then to come out, bend your knees, squeeze your belly in, take your arms all the way back down towards your hips, all the way up, turning your front leg back out, hands to take the strap on the neck, arms reach up, and forward fold, take it all the way down, good, find a halfway lift, lengthen through your spine, exhale, fold, another inhale, and exhale. One last time. See if you can find the flattest back that you've ever had. And then melt it down. Take your fingertips to the floor. Bend your knees. Come down to your knees. And then come back to seated. You still have your strap with you. And then extend your legs out in front of you. If you need a prop to have your hips up a little bit higher, you can. Or you can just roll up the back of your mat a little bit so that you have a little bit of a pelvic tilt of the pubic bone towards the floor. So if you need to make that adjustment, I'll just show there. Your feeling for your hips, you want to have the feeling that your sit bones are lifting a little bit. The pubic bone is dropping down. Flex your feet. With your strap, you're taking it around the feet, kind of at the ball of foot range, so that your balls of feet can push a little bit into the strap. Now, the goal with this one is to try to maintain a flat back, so we're not going to round here. So if you watch, you're going to inhale, let the arms extend, and then on your exhale, you bend your elbows and pull your heart forward. Okay, so I'm not letting the upper back round, so we're going to do this for 30 seconds. Here we go. Inhale. And exhale. Now continue to do it at your own pace. If you want to take longer breathing in and out, you can. If you want to do a little bit faster breaths, you can. You're keeping that back flat the entire time. And if you need to adjust, if you notice you're starting to get a little bit more bendy, you can walk your hands up the strap a little bit. Or if it gets to be too intense, you can release a little bit. 15 seconds left to go. Good. For this last one, relax your hands on the strap so they're a little bit further back. And see if you can get your elbows so that they're even more back by your sides. And roll your shoulders open. We've done so much work to open up through the front of the shoulders that I really want you to have that action. So almost like you're really trying to push your heart up and forward. The chest is coming forward. So take a breath in. And then exhale. Just draw the elbows back. Hold there. Big inhale. And exhale. I see a little bit of trapezius working, so take that down. Long neck. Good. There you go. Keep breathing for 3, 2, and 1. Now you get to relax. You're going to take the strap into one hand. Start to walk your hands up the strap. Let your upper back round as you release yourself down. And then your hands will hold onto the strap. You can go back to one on each side. But you have that nice rounded shape now. Good. So when we're using a prop like this, we're getting into being able to stretch the fascial system in a much deeper way. So you may be feeling some burning. Burning is okay. Pain is not okay. See if you can figure out the difference. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale and exhale. Now release your hands from the strap and take your hands somewhere that feels supportive. Maybe that's on top of your shins, or maybe it's on the floor. Take another inhale and exhalation. And then pressing your hands into whatever surface you're using for support, start to straighten your spine, walk your hands up, get really nice and tall. You can let your hands either rest on your thighs or on the floor next to you. Close your eyes and breathe. Last breath in. Letting that go. Good. We're going to come back to laying. We will still use our strap, so you could just set it off to the side. Adjust yourself how you need to if you were on any props. And then you can lower yourself down. You don't need to lower down in any particular way, just whatever way feels the best for you. Have the strap within reaching distance. But then just take a moment to wiggle out your head, rock it from side to side. Have your knees into your chest. Rock your knees from side to side. Just wiggling out all that really nice work you've been doing. You've been doing such hard work today to really open up your body, to break down the resistance in your body. And once you feel settled, your spine feels like it's had the opportunity to feel its new shape on the floor. Then take the left foot down to the floor. Your knee's going to stay bent. You're going to find your strap and then hook it around the right foot, so the ball of the right foot, and start to extend your right leg up towards the ceiling. So for a moment, we're just going to hold here just to see how that feels. You can kind of test what your range is by using the strap, bringing it back to where it feels completely relaxed and easy and where you're getting a little bit of a stretch. And then we're going to do pulses forward and back. So on your exhale, you're going to be extending your arms and letting the leg come away from the face. And then on your inhale, you're going to be bringing it in. So you breathe out and then inhale. And breathe out and inhale. One more time, breathe out and inhale. And then bring yourself back to a neutral range. Bring the straps together and then take the straps into your left hand only. Extend your right arm out to the side. Now you're going to help your leg go diagonally across the body, so to the left. So take an inhale. On your exhale, start to let the leg shift across the body like you're crossing your thighs. And hold where you feel a stretch. Big breath in. Breathe it out. It is, yeah. Big inhale. And exhale. One more breath in. And breathe it out. Then you're going to bring yourself back to center and switch hands. So the right hand is going to hold both sides of your strap. Extend your left arm out to the side. Take an inhale. On your exhale, you're going to open both legs equally. So your left knee opens and your right leg opens. And you're going to see how far you can extend your right leg out to the side. Good. Hold. Breathe in. And breathe out. Another breath in. And letting that go. Now, from the strength of your inner thighs, and you're also using your right hand to help your right leg, bring everything back to center. You're going to switch hands one more time. So left hand is going to hold onto the strap. We're going to not hold it as tightly this time to take this into a spinal twist. So right arm goes out to the side. You're first going to let your left knee open again. And then start to extend your right leg across your body. Leg stays straight until your hip comes completely off on that right side. And you're finding your spinal twist and opening up through the outside of your left hip. Big inhale and exhale. And if you can come all the way over so that you could even touch your foot to the ground, you can do that as well. It's okay to let your shoulder, your right shoulder, come off of your mat a little bit. Just see how far you can extend it. And then what is that range between having your foot come towards the floor and having your shoulders stay on the floor where you're really getting the most opening. So it's going to be different for everybody depending on where they're tight in their spine and the outer right hip. So you can kind of do a little rock from right to left and find that spot where both your right hand is reaching and extending down into the floor and your left leg is reaching and extending down towards the floor. Take one more big full breath in. Slowly release all the air out of the lungs. As you do that, squeeze your low belly in and then use your left hand to help bring your leg all the way back up to the ceiling. Bring your left knee back up. Bend your right knee. Take the strap off of your leg. Come into broken pigeon. So you have your right knee bent. Your right ankle is on top of your left knee. Flex your foot, and you can either stay here if that gives you enough of a stretch, or you can bring your left knee in towards your chest, wrap your hands around the back of your thigh or the front of your shin. Big inhale and exhalation. One last breath in, breathing it out. Slowly lower the left foot down to the floor. Extend your right leg back up towards the ceiling and then slowly lower it all the way down to the floor until it's straight. Good. Once you have your leg on the floor, you're going to roll onto your left side, press into your right arm, and bring yourself back up to seated. And then find a forward fold over your right leg. Now you have the option to do this without the strap and just lean it forward, or to take your strap if you want to try that out and pull yourself a little bit forward. So you decide how you want to do that. You also have the option to choose. Do you want to make this a flat back adventure, like we did when you were laying on your back? Or do you want to let yourself round and drop it down? A flat back adventure. One last breath. See if you can let your body melt a little bit more into the shape. Using the power of your spine to bring yourself all the way back up. Okay, so let's go ahead and have everyone then hook the strap onto the foot. And you're going to just be holding close to the end or whatever feels like it's kind of hip distance for you. And we're going to take a lean back. So you're pushing the ball of your foot forward. So kind of like you're pointing the foot but not through the toes. Lift up your heart and lean back a little bit. Keep pushing through the ball of the foot. Extend through the shoulders. Then you can do a little neck stretch. Just tiny little neck stretch to the left and the right. Bring the head back to center. Bring yourself back up. You're going to release your hands from the strap. Just let it be by your side again. And then you're lowering yourself down the way that you came up. So left hand comes behind. Slide onto your left hip. Come onto your left side. And then roll onto your back. Bend your right leg. Sole the foot to the ground. Left leg comes up. Find your strap and take it around the ball of the foot. Extend your leg to straight. Once you're there, just take a moment to notice your range on this side. So you can let the leg come away a little bit, let it come closer. That way you can know where you should hold your hands. It's going to be the most beneficial to finding that stretch. The foot is flexed. So now on your inhale is when your leg is going to be coming closer to you. So that means that on your inhale, you want to think of lengthening your spine as your hip folds in. So take a breath in, squeeze the leg in, and then exhale, you extend the leg away a little bit. Inhale, extend the spine as the leg comes in. And exhale, extend away. Two more times. Inhale. And exhale. Last time. And breathe it out. Good. Now come back to a position where you feel like you're getting a tiny bit of a stretch, but it's not so much that you're fighting it at all. Take the straps together, and then right hand only is going to hold both straps. Left hand can relax on the floor. This first one, we're just taking the leg across the top of the right leg. So your right knee stays pointed up until you get a little bit of opening through the outside of your left hip. And if you're not feeling a stretch to the outside of your left hip, then bring your foot a little bit closer toward your face and then let it drop across. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. Slowly bringing yourself back to center. And then we're going to switch hands. So your left hand is holding onto the strap. Now you're going to let both legs open. Right leg opens to the right, left leg opens to the left. Slowly letting both thighs open. Seeing what your range is. Using your strap to help pull your foot up towards the alignment of belly button, chest, or head. Breathe. One last breath in. On your breath out, squeeze your belly down into the floor. Use your left hand to help your right leg come up to center. And now we're going to turn this into a spinal twist. So you're going to switch hands again. Right hand holds onto the strap. Left arm extends out to the side. Palm is down. First, release your right outer thigh towards the floor. Take an inhale, and then on your exhale, start to extend your straight leg all the way across your body until you're in a spinal twist. The left hip comes completely off of the floor. And then you're stretching between the two left parts of your body. Left leg stretching out to the right, your left arm extending out to the left and pressing into the floor. If you need to make it a deeper stretch, you can pull your foot a little bit closer towards the alignment of the face versus the alignment of the hip. Nice breaths. Good. And now bringing yourself back out, take a big breath in. Exhale. Use your right arm to help. Bring your leg all the way back up. Bend your knee. Release your strap from your foot. And then come into broken pigeon. So you're turning out your left leg with your knee bent, setting your ankle on top of your knee, and flexing your left foot. Take a moment to just feel that position for yourself. And then if you'd like to, on your exhale, drawing your right thigh in toward your chest, maybe taking your hands around your thigh or your shin, giving yourself a squeeze. Squeeze your low belly down into the spine. Release your hands. Slowly take your right foot back down to the floor. Extend your left leg up towards the ceiling. And then for the count of five in your own head, lowering your leg all the way down. Really stretch it out of the hip socket like someone's pulling your leg forward as you're reaching it out. And then roll onto your right side. Push into your left hand. Come all the way back up to seated. with your left leg still out nice and straight. You can adjust your right knee so that it feels comfortable for you. And then you get to do your forward fold again. So deciding what version you want to do, using your strap if you want to, or not using your strap. It doesn't matter which one you do. Taking an inhale, and then finding that forward fold. Once you're in your forward fold, you're hanging out there. You're breathing. You're choosing how you want to work this stretch for yourself today. Maybe you're done holding the strap and you just want to hold on to your leg. Maybe you really want to continue to use that strap to pull the spine out of the pelvis to find more extension. One last breath here. Letting it go. If you're holding onto the strap, go ahead and release it and take your hands wherever you need to feel supported. And then slowly bringing yourself back up. And then we'll all use the strap around the foot. So if you need to adjust, you can. This is going to be ball of foot pushing forward. Toes are still curled back here. So you're pointing through your ankle, and then you have much more slack on the strap so that you can lean back. Lift your chest, big breath in, and then try to take a flat back as far as you want to go back. You can have the arms straight or bent, you choose. And if you need to adjust, I went a little too far. Now you get to add in that little bit of neck stretch again. So just opening up. Really nice and gentle as you do this. Seeing how it feels. Nice and soft. Slowly bringing yourself back up. Release the strap from your foot. Turn to your right. Slide your right arm down. Lower yourself all the way back down, roll onto your back, and then happy baby pose. So bring the knees into the chest, and then soles of the feet up towards the ceiling. You can hold onto your shins, your ankles, the insides or outsides of the feet, or the big toes, and do a little rock from side to side, letting you release. Big inhale. And exhale, bring the big toes to touch, and then slide your hands so that they're holding onto your shins or ankles. Point your toes, extend your feet away from your chest like you wanted to pull your arms out of your sockets because you're holding on. You can let your neck arch a little bit as you stretch yourself, and then release that back to center. Release your hands from your legs. Bring your knees to touch. Do little rocks with the hips. Then we're going to come into Shavasana. So extend both of the feet to the floor. Extend one leg out to straight. Extend the other leg out to straight. Feet about hip distance apart. Rock the legs and the hip sockets. So rock them in and out. See how that feels for you. And then try to let your feet fall open. And then adjust your shoulders. Wiggle your shoulders a little bit. Wiggle your fingers a little bit. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Rock your head from side to side. Let that release. And then you're returning to your breath. Thank you. take your next three breaths to try to lengthen your inhales and your exhales. Maybe pick a number that you would like to count to and use that to go deeper into your breath. Invite your next three exhalations to completely empty all air out of your lungs. Letting those exhales release all of the tension, all of the tightness, everything that you worked on opening today. Releasing that out of the body. Letting yourself empty out. Now starting to use the breath to invite in new energy. Letting that energy that you are drawing into your body through your breath to energize your feet, to energize your hands. Like your hands and feet are being kissed with sunlight. Slowly that sunlight shining on to your shins, your calves, your lower arms, to your knees, to your elbows, to your thighs, to your upper arms, to your hips and shoulders. Starts to shine onto the top of your head, to your forehead, into your belly, into your chest. Like you're being bathed with the most beautiful warm light. Letting yourself be nourished. Can start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Can invite your arms and your legs to find a stretch. Onto your right or left side. And then take a moment to decide how you want to end your practice. To seal in all of the amazing work you have done today. And giving yourself this moment to honor who you are, your journey. Thank you so much for joining me today. Namaste.